بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Now, no, that wasn't his wife, but it could be his sister. So I put the best instruction, man. Must be, got to be the brother's sister. He didn't tell me nothing, and I didn't ask. That's the way we are. We're suspicious. And we never, ever, usually put the best construction. Usually, we put the worst construction. Yeah, I saw that brother late last night walking with that woman. I saw the brother in the train station with a woman. Who was that woman? Could have been his mother, his aunt, his grandmother, his sister, his wife. But we don't put the best construction, we put the worst, and then we begin to whisper to other people, yeah, brother so-and-so was with this woman. I wonder what they were doing. Why are you so suspicious? So some people now, they're taking it a step further. Let me go follow this brother, see where he's going. I gotta check him out. Astaghfirullah. Why he going in that building with that woman? He's suspicious. Why are you suspicious? Now you're going to spy on him. You're not supposed to spy. Why are you spying? What you looking for? Now you're going to climb up the stairs. Listen to the door. Wonder what they doing in there. You're suspicious because Shaitan got you now. Ask Umar. Yesterday in the mail, we got a letter. Imam Siraj Wahaj, I open up the letter. It says a check. Imam Siraj Wahaj, $1,000. Yesterday. It's yesterday. He'll tell you. What I do with the check? I said, Umar, I don't know these people. These people are not giving me a check. They don't know me. It's for Masjid Al-Taqwa, for the project. I said, here, deposit it with the Masjid. Ask them. When they send me, when they put checks in my name, I know it's not for me. See, I can play stupid.
MashaAllah.
Allah has blessed me. No, he tested you. That's not my money. I didn't earn this money. I spoke for you. And so they gave me money, I gave it to you. But most people, suspicious. Now, it just so happened, Allah blessed me, I don't like fancy cars. Anybody know me for all these years? You never saw me with a fancy car. Old beat up station wagon. Man, but if I ever got a car, a beautiful car. So I said, you know what? I love Imam Siraj. Let me give him a gift of a beautiful car. I can't take it. I couldn't take it. You know why? Because, see, I knew it. That's our money. That's because we're suspicious. Now, brothers and sisters, I just want to do this one thing today and finish. Over the years, because give this hadith. They said, the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you should try to make excuses for your brother. I never found the hadith. I looked everywhere for the books that I had. I looked to find, I couldn't find this hadith. So I called one of the Sheikh Ahmed, this hadith, but to excuse your brother 70 times. This hadith, you familiar? He said, yes, but this hadith, it's weakness, has some weakness in it. So I make the assumption, the scholarship who says, Imam, this hadith da'if is weak. So I accept that it's weak hadith. But I'm going to base it on what I observed from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my topic of this is to say, find an excuse, put the best construction and excuse for why? Because you love to do for your own shortcomings. For yourself. Oh, well, you know, I got an excuse. I didn't put an excuse for yourself. But your brother, you give him no excuses. And when you see him in with the best construction, giving him, you expose him. So what I want to say today, brothers and sisters, give your brother an excuse. I'm going to give you one hadith and then we finish as an example. Ma'az ibn Malik. If you study hadith, you know Ma'az. Who went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, I want you to be clear of this. Shaitan ar-Rajim
الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما الزانية والزاني فاجلدهما مئة جلدة. The woman who commits and the man who commits illegal sexual intercourse, whip them with 100 lashes. This is the commandment in Quran. This is the last commandment. Because he wants to root out zina in the society. To get rid of fornication and adultery in the society. So the punishment according to who commits fornication, a man and woman unmarried, the punishment is 100 lashes publicly. And then according to Sunnah, to be expelled for 1 year. Because you have hurt the Ummah. Get away. Vanish 1 year. You have hurt the Ummah. Get away 100 lashes publicly. And then vanish for 1 year. كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة. But be careful, Sunnah. If you commit zina and married, your punishment is stoning to death, rajm. And you are put in a hole in the ground up to your chest. And the people throw stones at you until you die. This is a punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who commit adultery and you violate the sacred bond of marriage. And you go, oh, so severe, it's so bad, you're not banished for a year. You're stoned to death. So a man is Ibn Malik. He came to the Prophet to confess that he committed adultery, not fornication. Oh man, anta mujahir. You are mujahir. You exposed what Allah uncovered. The covered. You exposed what Allah covered. He's not mujahir. La. Ma'iz, he's not mujahir. La. And I'll show you why and I'll prove it. In my conclusion. Here's a man coming to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. What he's doing? I'm confessing. I want to be purified. Because I have offended Allah, please purify me. I'm ready to die. Punish me. Stone me to death. I'm ready to die under Allah's law. And I'm ready to be purified so on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive me. And I know that if I get my punishment now, Allah will forgive me in the hereafter. So punish me now. What did the Prophet do? Wahid, one.
La'allaka qabbalta. La'allaka qabbalta. لَعَلَكَ قَبَّلْتَ.
Maybe you just kissed her. An excuse. You didn't commit zina.
لَعَلَكَ قَبَّلْتَ.
Maybe you just kissed her. أَوْ غَمَزْتَ. Or maybe, what is the Prophet doing? Giving an excuse.
Al nazarta, or maybe he just looked at her.
La ya Rasulullah, no messenger of Allah, committed adultery.
Up there, hal anta majnun? Hal anta majnun?
Maybe you're crazy. Maybe you're insane. Because when a person is insane, the person not responsible for what they did, and there's no punishment for them. What is the Prophet doing? He's trying to find a way out for him. He's trying to find an excuse for him. In my opinion, many of you, really, you can say what you want to say. A lot of these people are borderline psychotic. Really. Some of you now, when you come to my office, anta majnun? Brother, you crazy? Anna, oh sister, hal anta majnuna? I'm talking about your wife, your daughter, your mother, really? No, I really believe, akhi, I've come to the conclusion, akhi, that there are a lot of people here, borderline, because you can't be sane and goofy. I'm hoping you're insane. Because if you're not insane, I don't know what to say. What I discovered from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam,
He's not quick to punish people. So therefore, it must be a context under which he judges. Don't mistake that this is a license for me now. Oh, Allahu Akbar, I can do what I want to do. Allahu Akbar, look how easy it is. No, buddy, be careful. Because when you play with Allah's law, pray in your mind that you got punished and exposed, wish that you go back. Oh Allah, send me back so I can get stoned. Because what's after, hereafter is worse than this. Stone me now. Let me be with my 100 lashes now. If you're smart. So the key is, stop doing it. Don't confess. Because you see, brothers and sisters, I think last night, you, sister, you committed adultery. And you didn't. Why you tell her? And that woman now, why you uncover what Allah covered, you tell your best friend. Why you tell her?
I got to tell somebody. I committed adultery last night.
And what's she supposed to do with that information? What's she supposed to do with that information? Stop it. You did a bad sin. Now you make it worse by exposing it. And I'm telling you, these people, akhi, these people in this society is sick, wallahi. They have television shows. People get on TV.
Yeah, I lost my virginity at 5 years old.
Who the hell cares? Why are you telling us this? These people writing books about them. We don't. They're sick society. And I'm telling you, Daria, subhanAllah, I learned a great lesson. You take this Monica Lewinsky. A perfect example. Here's a woman who, in the state of America, one of the most powerful men on this earth, she's with him in private. So now, Linda Tripp, or say that again, Monica, turn on a tape recorder. Now you recording the woman's confession to you of the United States of America. Now what a Linda Tripp. Oh boy, I got the goods now. Let me now go to the newspaper. Let me go to this person. Now, look at the nation. You do nothing for you. You none found guilty. Now, nation down. You brought the whole with some filth. It was bad enough you did it, but then you exposed it. Now the whole nation knows it. Now the whole world knows about it. But where did the prophet get that? To Majnun. Where did the... And then when people came to confess to the prophet, know what he did? They went to me. I'm with somebody in my office, and they're greedy to find out people's business. Oh, I'm exposing you. And you want to listen. You want to hear somebody dirt. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Because you're sick, man, like a fly that likes to get on manure. Boo. You don't know what manure is. You don't know what it is. I wish I can say it in French. Doudou. It must be. So, the fly, he likes garbage. He likes to go in there garbage. And they want to know some dirt. Yeah, I don't want to hear it. Don't you confess, sister. Don't confess to me. Take it to your Lord. Don't take it to me. Don't take it to your brother. Don't take it to the imam, the amir. Don't take it to your teacher. Don't take it to your friend. Don't take it to your husband. Don't take it to your wife. Take it to kullu ummati mu'afin illa mujahirin. All of them. But at the same time, sincere tawbah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where did the prophet get this idea from? Boom, here it is right in the Quran. Here it is right here, subhanAllah. Here it is. Right in. Look at it. You see, brothers and sisters, I want to say this. Everything that our prophet did, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is based in his own mind. You see, brothers and sisters, you may make a mistake, interpret the prophet's leniency. People do what they want to do. No, don't misunderstand that. Because once it's confirmed that you committed that act, you'd be punished by the prophet Muhammad. You see, because once you told him, according to Allah's law, he must punish you, Majnoon or insane. In my conclusion, he got it from here. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مَنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّسَنَاتِ ثُمَّ تَجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا سبحان الله. Great. Whoever accuses
a righteous zina, a fornication. And don't bring arba'a, four witnesses.
Thamanina jalda, 80 lashes of the Sharia.
Catch a man and a woman in the act committing adultery. You can't open up your mouth. Let me say it again. Men and a woman together, you see them together. And you are not allowed to open up your mouth because you don't have four witnesses. That's Allah's commandment. And you obey Allah. Well, I saw it, and I'm wrong. Now I'm feeling wrong.
Give an excuse to you.
Maybe she was being raped, drugged. Maybe he was hypnotized.
Four witnesses. And then, wa'adha ta'abada, never ever accept their witnesses ever again. The people who make accusation without four witnesses. Even if you saw it with your own eyes. Came out feeling, he said, did you feel? And I deny my own eyes. Because sometimes, don't destroy in the Muslim community right now. I heard, stop it. If you got witnesses, so brothers and sisters, be careful. Suspicion. Inna ba'da dhanna ismun. Some cases of suspicion is a sin. Fajtanibu kafirun min adhanna ismun. And do not spy. Don't spy on your children. Don't spy on your wives. Don't spy on your husband. Don't spy on one another. Because the more you spy, sooner or later, you're going to find something. If you keep looking every day, it can be right in the year. And if you spy every day, sooner or later, what you're looking for? An excuse. Help them. Pull their coats. So therefore, in this life, Allah in the hereafter. Ummah strong. Be disciplined. If you don't have the witnesses, keep your mouth shut. If you open your mouth, even though you are right, you are fasik. You're wicked. Because you disobeyed Allah. Because you don't have four witnesses. But I saw it. Brother, did you hear the four witnesses? No, but shut up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be wives and pious offspring. Help the Muslims who struggle all over the world. First, help us to struggle. أزواج محمد وعلى ذرية محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا تعصينا ربنا لا تحمل قرآننا واغفر لنا وحين والحمد لله رب العالمين إقامة الصلاة